Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Two passengers on the Azerbaijani Airlines plane that crashed in Kazakhstan told Reuters that they heard at least one loud bang as it approached its original destination of Grozny in southern Russia. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Suponku Rakimov survived the Azerbaijan Airlines flight that crashed in Kazakhstan, killing at least 38 people on board.
After the masks fell out, I saw that the fuselage shell was slightly damaged, and then I got scared. I thought that the plane would fall apart.
Rakimov says the plane swayed as if it was drunk before it hit the ground.
I was conscious when I felt the impact. I was thrown up, hit, thrown up again. I was strapped in. I was being thrown back and forth. It all lasted for a few seconds.
Four sources with knowledge of the preliminary findings of Azerbaijan's investigation into the disaster said on Thursday that Russian air defenses had mistakenly shot it down. Russia has said it is important to wait for the official investigation to finish its work to understand what happened.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. South Korea's opposition-controlled National Assembly has voted to impeach acting president Han Duck-soo. The assembly approved the impeachment motion in a 192-0 vote on Friday. Governing party lawmakers boycotted the vote. Han, who is also prime minister, had been acting leader after President Yoon Suk-yeol was impeached by the assembly over his short-lived imposition of martial law earlier this month. Han's impeachment further deepens South Korea's political crisis and damages its international image. In a statement, Han called his impeachment regrettable, but said he respects the assembly's decision and will suspend his duties. The deputy prime minister and finance minister, Choi Sang-mok, took over. This is VOA News.